Equity on the Hardwood, on this moment of Indiana history. After a devastating 1947-48 season and the loss of his top recruit to Kansas, Indiana University coach Branch McCracken was ready to jump ship for a tempting offer from UCLA. But McCracken reconsidered and began the process of rebuilding the Hoosiers. Luckily, he had Bill Garrett on his team. The merits of the 6'3" sophomore were well established. In high school, Garrett had been named Indiana Mr. Basketball 1947 after having led the Shelbyville Golden Bears to the state title. But Garrett was African American and, as such, unofficially barred from Big Ten play. Racial segregation had marked Indiana high school basketball until 1943. Garrett was only the state's second black Mr. Basketball, following Johnny Wilson in 1946. Like Wilson, who resigned himself to Anderson College, Garrett settled on Tennessee State, where he could play ball. At the suggestion of several black alumni, and eager for integration, IU President Herman B. Wells asked McCracken to court Garrett. Wells assured the apprehensive coach that he would use his influence to pressure athletic departments balking at the prospect of playing a racially mixed team. When McCracken relented, the other teams in the conference followed suit by seeking out the country's top black players. Garrett led the Hoosiers to win 50 of 66 games in 3 years. By 1952, half of the Big Ten basketball teams included black players. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.